everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, still here, as per usual. Hard to kill a bad thing. And I'm joined by Augie, of course. You know, he's the sugar candy. He's the crispy outer coating, the cherry on the cake, all that bullshit. Yeah, whatever. He's just here because I'm not too good with the numbers. Anyway, where would we start this week? We were talking last week about, you know, this kind of lull. You got the peak of Alaska and then you hit the trough, right, Augie? And we're all kind of waiting for something else to happen. And all that's really happened in the last intervening period has been the Ukros and the, you know, the Euros and the Ukros, the Ukrotards have just become more and more retarded and they're bleeding and moaning. But we'll get to them later on in the show. One thing Augie and I noticed about the Big Don's tenure, he's still exceptionally, you know, popular in the States. Very, very popular. He's so popular, Augie and I think he secretly is thinking about actually making his popularity, let's say, permanent. You know, would the Big Don like to become King Don? I wonder. Blue sky that, to use a corporate phrase. Would the Don like to become the all-powerful, you know, the dictator Don? I could see him. I think he'd be quite a benign dictator. I like Don. We kind of fans of Don. We're fans of Don here. Don't tell anybody. Let's have a look at the Don's devotees, the devotees of the Don, queuing up to sort of lay fealty. It's very medieval because, as you see with Ursula von der Leyen, Keir Starmer Fuhrer, all these clowns, when they come into the court of the Big Don, they are very basically scared shitless that he will look at them the wrong way, like an ancient Roman emperor, and just, you know, basically put the thumb down. He cut your nuts off economically, your career. Anything can happen with the Don. Let's have a look at his devotees coming, bowing backwards as they enter the chamber in front of King Don. Run it, Augie.
You all haven't stopped by the Department of Labor. Mr. President, I invite you to see your big, beautiful face on a banner in front of the Department of Labor because you are really the transformational president of the American worker, along with the American flag and President Roosevelt.
Working for this government, for you, is the greatest honor of my life. I tell it to everybody, and I really do feel that way, and I thank you.
You have breathed life back into the profession of law enforcement. Your respect for law enforcement is so incredible. It's making a difference.
This is just such a great opportunity, really, to recognize your leadership as a true champion for working people. Yeah.
Well, everyone knows there's no stronger advocate for hardworking American families than
everyone
you.
Knows you're just so brilliant.
Thank you for the opportunity to work for you.
Our country has never been so secure thanks to you. You have brought us back from the edge.
And there's only one thing I wish for, that that noble committee finally gets its act together and realizes
get your that act together. Nobel Peace Prize.
Since the Nobel Peace, this Nobel Award was
totally with you, Steve.
Talked about to receive that reward.
It's pretty great to celebrate Labor Day with Builder, who loves labor. The great Trump projects
that
come
Trump.
From the very men and women we're going into this weekend to celebrate.
Thank you for saving college football, by the way.
Does
we're
this
all very
end?
Grateful.
A bit cringe now. So, you know. There you go. I mean, it's more proof that human beings can actually crawl while sitting down or standing up straight. But, you know, let's face it, getting kind of serious about the idea. The Don has used the executive order, I think, you know, more times than any other sitting president, which basically means he takes out his marker pen and he just puts a few lines in it. Yeah, this is a good one. I like this one. And he's fired a few people just because he doesn't like the look of them, or even more worrying if you actually present the wrong numbers to the Big Don. Who's got the numbers on employment? I have. Well, can I see them? Well, they're not so... Oh, you're gone, you know? So it's definitely kind of medieval. But guess what? People in America, Trump supporters, actually think it's a good idea. They just get rid of Congress. Just get rid of all this bullshit democracy. Yeah, Augie, correct?
Absolutely correct, Chi. Turns out a huge chunk of Republicans, 59% to be precise, say that America would do much better if Donald Trump didn't have to worry so much about Congress and the courts.
All that bullshit. Democracy, schmocracy. Anyway, let's have a listen to the Big Don actually talking about it himself. You remember when the narco Fuhrer was sitting beside him in the very cozy meeting they had this time, he didn't get his ass handed to him, where one of the reporters asked him, when are you going to have your election? tumbleweed moment. No, but Zelensky goes off on one of his bullshit answers. And the Big Don, something piqued the Big Don's interest. The Big Don thought, yeah, that could be something for 2028. So you don't actually need to have a f-ing election, right? No, in Syria, Ukraine, most of the bullshit that's going on in Europe, that's not democracy, that's, kleptocracy. So, who knows? Let's have a listen to him talking about, playing with the idea like a cat with a half-dead mouse. Maybe this dictatorship is it's so bad.
As you all know, Chicago's a killing field right now. And they don't acknowledge it. And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator. I don't like a dictator.
Yeah.
I'm not a dictator. I'm a man with great common sense. And
oh, yeah.
I'm a smart person.
Well, yeah, it's got to be true because you said it, right? It's got to be true. With Donald Trump, you just need to tell him to go in, sit on the toilet, give him the old iPhone and say, start tweeting, And that's exactly what he does. He can have such a massive impact on any country without diplomacy, without billions of dollars from the USA. He just has to tweet something. I don't like the look of it. I don't like the look of your president. I don't like the look of your mayor. He's not a good guy. Yeah. And everything can change. Pivot on just that little moment. Now, he did this with the Portuguese president, correct, Dougie?
Absolutely correct, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, let's have a look at Trump sort of giving a slap, in the tech world to the Portuguese president. Yeah, here we go, run it, Dougie.
Don't forget that Portugal has the best player in the world. That is called Cristiano Ronaldo. And so tell me, how good a player is? Are you impressed?
I'm very much impressed.
He's the best player of the world, Cristiano Ronaldo.
So, will Christian ever run for president against you?
He wouldn't win. You know, he won't.
President, you know.
I mean, hello? No filter. Now, you think, oh, that's the end of it. It's just the Big Don, doing what he did with Starmer, pulling down his pants down and whipping him with the mayor of London, Mr. Khan, who he said was useless. But the Portuguese president seems to, bitten back from about, 4,000 miles away when he got home. He decided to have a go at the Big Don from a distance. Didn't say anything when he was sitting in the chair opposite him, though. Yeah, run it, Augie.
The supreme leader of what is widely considered the world's greatest superpower is, objectively speaking, a Soviet or Russian asset.
So now, when you're sitting in front of the Big Don, he's great. You'll take the cup of tea. You'll take the hospitality. But when you get home, suddenly he's a Russian asset, Augie. How does that work?
I think the guy got really, really hurt by Trump's words about Ronaldo.
Yeah. You know what goes well with some Portuguese wine? Some Portuguese butthurt cheese. Yeah. Now, the Big Don might be determined to shut down USAID. And remember, where did most of USAID's money go over the last 3-4 years, Augie?
To Israel.
Israel. Next.
Ukraine.
Correcto mundo. Now, so, the Ukrotards and the Ukro scammers are kind of hooked. They're like heroin addicts. You can't just pull all the money away. So what you got to do is you got to roll out your most vocal Ukro scammers, trying to replace the money, trying to suck it out of somewhere else. Yeah, suck it up. Now, of course, the Europeans now are stepping in to buy all the weapons from the Americans and send them to the Nazis or the friends, in Ukraine. Yeah. Now, but you've got to get the messaging right. So you roll out the most fanatical Ukro scammer halfwits that you can find. They seem to love this, yeah? And we just thought you deserved to see what we've seen. Well, in actual fact, we've now seen it, so you've got to do it too, yeah? Let's have a look at one of the most retarded, irritating, dumbest Ukro scammers that we have been able to dig up. And we've dug up a ton of them, yeah? Run the video, Augie.
How much money should we send Ukraine?
Freedom worth? How much is American freedom worth? Because Russia...
This is Ukraine, though. This is a war in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine.
No. This is a war between freedom and fascism.
So how much money... How much more do we need to send them?
You asked me that question. I already answered it.
Simple. No, you didn't.
Take the mask off, you freak.
How much is American democracy?
I would give my life for to defend my country and for freedom. I would give my life.
Me too. And that's why I'm here. Okay. Because you will not have a free America if you don't stand up for democracy.
You
now.
Won't have a free America
Ukraine
unless you keep the war going.
Russia is not on the side
but
of
But it's
the
not
country.
Our war. We're not in that war. We're sending them aid and money and missiles, right?
No, that's not true.
And of course, you got to make sure that you wear your mask outside, right, Augie? First thing you do when you go outside is you put a mask on your face, because that's going to protect you from all that fresh air that might actually cause your shrunken, comatose brain cells to actually get some some energy in there. So I think that's why the Ucro scammers wear masks outside, because they're terrified that oxygen might get to their brain cells.
Absolutely devastating.
So staying with the US, you kind of see this schism. US society, such a great place, such wonderful people, such, you know, a dynamic, wonderful, wonderful country. You know, we love America, but it's got big problems, right? Let's face it. You know, the fact that people can be so retarded publicly and, you know, not get imprisoned for it in a psychiatric institution is fine. But some people that should be in a psychiatric institution are obviously still out on the streets. And this week, we've seen the ugliest side of US society with this absolutely vile psychopath young man, murdering innocent kids in a school. Now, I mean, if you're going to do something heinous and horrible, of course, attacking children, defenseless kids with weapons in a school, it's about as low as you can go. But some of the stuff that's been kind of interesting for us about this horrific event, and we, you know, pray and hope that the families can survive it if they can, is the reaction to it and how media, like the BBC, for example, referring to this monster as she in their reports about this person. It's absolutely insane. Now, you have to understand something that's so alien for many of us in Europe, in Russia, and other parts of the world is the fact that this stuff happens in the United States. The United States has 750 military bases across the globe. It has hundreds of thousands of soldiers. It spends nearly $1 trillion a year on war and defense, but it can't keep its schools safe from these absolute psychopaths. And of course, you don't need a gun, right, really, to stick up for yourself. If the guy over there doesn't have a gun, you don't need a gun. You probably don't need it. So remove it from the conversation, and what do you get? You got to rely on your wits, right, Augie? And that's something we used to see back in the day. And here's an interesting one, right? Now, we give the old dudes in dresses here a bit of a hard time. Of course we do, because we're allowed to do that. We don't have to agree with everything that the Westoids tell us to agree with. We don't have to, right, Augie? But we also can stick up for the odd tranny when we feel like it too. And on this occasion, we're on the tranny's team. We're on team tranny, right, Augie? We say go tranny, because here's a transvestite or a transsexual or whatever you want to call it. Having a sort of a win day against a dude who's given them a difficult time of it. Now, of course, we don't condone anyone getting bullied or picked on or their rights been infringed, but this one's kind of sweet, isn't it, Augie?
I mean, we do approve of bullying, but only if we do it.
Stop, Augie. I told you not to say approved her. Run the video.
Why can't I exist as my true self right now?
That's not your true self, that's why.
This! You don't think this is my true self? Is your true self, you ignorant piece of is your true self being a little who's shorter and feels insecure about how they are? What? Oh, you don't like coming into people's spaces and getting them uncomfortable for being their true selves? You don't like when people do that to you? Lord, and do that somewhere else and stop coming here, you piece of
I love you.
I'm not a man, and you don't love me, yet you love me.
What the f***? What? We live in a meme. What is going on? What is happening? What is happening? Somebody please tell me.
I mean, this guy commenting about the person being short really hurt me, though.
Oh, yeah. You're a bit short. In some places more than others. So you can say what you want about the old USA. You can still be like grossly overweight, put on some lipstick and a wig and a stupid hat and go out on the street and scream your head off like that dude, okay? You can still do that, okay? So that is a good thing in many ways, right? Do that in the UK or be the little guy in the shirt, the little Woody Allen impersonator given out to him. This interaction, somebody would have got arrested, right, Augie? The cops would have come along and said, oh, that's hate speech, or that's a publishing, you can't say, you can't have an opinion. That's the real danger. The danger isn't people being different, crazy, nuts, brilliant, or the opposite to all those things. The danger is being told you're not allowed to disagree or agree with them. That's when hits the fan. And that's what's happening in Europe. The whole idea of dissenting is kind of under attack. And maybe that's why a lot of people in the UK who are kind of pro the establishment, pro the information-controlled state of the Starmer Fuhrer and, of course, the Euro Fuhrer, Mrs. von der Leyen, are so aggressively against Trump and against America, against the whole idea of free speech and the right to disagree. I really do think so. Run the video, Augie.
Would you move to America in 2025?
Oh, no. Never. No.
No interest in moving there. It's a complete hole.
No, because I am transgender.
You'd step over there and you already lose, like, 10 of the rights that you have here.
It's a disgusting place. They've got no NHS whatsoever. It's an absolute dump.
Wait, isn't NHS the organisation that makes people die in the corridors of the clinics?
Yeah, he's retarded.
They just think they're the best. They're like, oh my God, we have freedom, but most other countries have freedom.
I don't like the culture, whether it's tipping, guns, the thoughts on abortion.
If you're dying or having a baby, why you gotta pay for it?
There's nothing about America that I think I would prefer over here.
You don't have, like, free speech at
what?
All.
I wouldn't last a minute over there, I don't think. It's definitely stricter over there than it is over here. 1,000%. If I was to go anywhere in America,
it's scary,
like
isn't it? The fact that they actually believe that. Yeah. And guess who saved their ass in the Second World War?
The Russians.
The Americans helped as well. I love you, Big Don. Don't forget it. I think you're the finest leader ever known to mankind. I think you've done some fantastic things for the American people and for Europeans and for people like me who live in Russia. Thanks. Okay, next. It's funny that you see these British people. I would call them the libtard generation. The libtard generation don't seem to see London's problems. They don't seem to see a young mother locked in prison for a tweet. Hello, just released. Hopefully she becomes the president, or they don't even have a president in the UK. How about that for freedom? Blood of they don't seem to see the continuing, collapsing disintegration of British society. They don't seem to see it. They don't see the tens of thousands of people coming across and landing on the beaches. Of course, the British are going to fight a war against the Russians, but they can't defend their beaches from a bunch of dudes in sandals coming from France who are invading their country every day. So they don't see that, but we see it. We really do. Augie has been rummaging around in the trash cans of history and, of course, of the interweb, and he's discovered a few little factlets about London.
Absolutely correct, Jay. And first of all, they can't defend their beaches from the landers because the greatest British Navy, I think, has like four ships working by this time. And secondly, a lot of experts say that UK economy is at risk of collapse, suggesting that London might find itself seeking assistance from the International Monetary Fund for large loans, like back in 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what happens to countries that take loans from IMF.
Yeah, but so everything's going just fine, right? Oh, yeah, I know. I have an idea in my ignorance. I'm not an economist, but I think I know what could be a great plan to save the British economy and British society. You want to hear it? Send £100 billion to Ukraine and pledge to support them for the next 1,000 years. I think it's going to work.
And never check where the money went.
Oh, no, you never do that. Never. That's a ridiculous idea. So, talking about London, it would be unfair not to show a little home movie Augie and I did, which just shows that quaint old, how are you, mate? You know, this lovely neighbourhood feel. So there must be a royal wedding coming up, Augie, is there, in London? Because everyone's camping on the streets, cooking on the streets, and on the streets. Yeah, no, it's not. It's a shanty town, London. It's gone to complete. Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Wow, look at this. This is getting like
a... So, Che, I've never been in Britain. Is this the Buckingham Palace they've been talking so much about? Or this one?
This is unreal. 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 Wow. I've never seen it that bad.
Mental.
Wow, that's like Central London.
The show goes on outside Healing Sons. They're just whacking up tents, mate. People go home for the night, their tents come out. Shit.
Wow, that is absolutely insane, isn't it?
I mean, at least they got tents, unlike in Paris.
Yeah, it's bad. So from London, we're going to go over to the cousins in Deutschland. Remember, the British and the Germans, Anglo-Saxons, yeah? Saxony, Germany, Angles, yeah? They're the same family, really, like the Scots and the Irish, the Russians and the Belarusians and the Ukrainians. It's all adin simia, one big gang, one group. And the Brits and the old Deutschlanders have a lot in common. One thing they have in common is their economies are both going and they're both led by half-wit retards. Yeah. And over in Germany, old Freddie Mertz, not the singing type, you know, but could be gay. He has come out with an incredibly radical economic formula, which is going to rescue Germany, right, Augie?
Honestly, Che, I think at this point, nothing's going to rescue Germany.
Except the Red Army, again.
Because the recent numbers show that the number of unemployed in Germany has increased to almost 3 million people, which is a record-breaking number. Wow. And that's not talking about their GDP going down the
Yeah. And, of course, while Deutschland, glorious Deutschland, the land of Goethe and all the great philosophers and wonderful wisdom and composers, has been sending hundreds, tens of billions of euro, I think 50 billion euros to Ukraine. They're top of the list of the bootlickers for the narco-fuhrer. They've recently said, Mr. Mertz, that we can't afford to have a welfare state anymore. We can't afford to pay for old people, for pensions, you know, for cops' pensions. We can't be doing that. We got to send all the money immediately to Kiev. What are you talking about, Fritz? Get back in line, bang. Yeah, let's have a look and a listen at Mr. this guy kind of is a funny one. I don't even know. He looks like a ladder in a jacket. You know, the ex-BlackRock CEO. He's a funny one, Mertz. Let's have a look at Fred coming up with an incredibly complex, as I say, economic algorithm, which basically says that if you're willing to work for $1, why can't you work for $2? But how the does that make any difference? Because getting $2 is better than having $1. None of this makes sense. And nobody seems to know what he's talking about, but they all clap anyway. Yeah, welcome to Europe. Run the video, Augie.
Diejenigen, die für 530 Euro im Monat arbeiten, denen muss man doch mal die Frage stellen, warum könnt ihr nicht auch für 2000 Euro im Monat arbeiten?
And as, of course, as the war drags on and the narco-fuhrer keeps pulling people off the street, I don't think, Augie, the boys doing the kidnapping for Zelensky are going to win any prizes for intelligence or high IQ. What do you say?
Are we going to?
Maybe. Let's have a look at Zelensky's stormtrooping, chasing a poor, unsuspecting young man who's trying to escape from certain death in a ditch in Pokrovsk. He goes through a gate like a normal person, okay? And when the Keystone cops arrive, they try to get through the gate too with a different outcome, let's say. Mm-hmm. Special needs, anybody? Yeah. Run the video, Augie. So here comes the boy. Yeah, at speed. Yep, gone. And he's off. No Pokrovsk for me. No thank you. And here come the boys. Watch.
Very tight.
At least it's one more who will avoid the meat grinder. Good luck to him. So that brings us to the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. We've enjoyed making it. We hope you've enjoyed watching it as per usual. And I think this week it was kind of about the fact that regardless of who's in charge, politicians and this ideology, it's all about splitting people, keeping them apart. God forbid that people would sit down someday and say, the elites are robbing us all, sending us all to war. It doesn't really matter if it's Nancy Pelosi or John McCain or Ronald Reagan or the big Don in the hot seat. It's you that's going to die and you're going to pay for the privilege, which are taxes. Look at Europe. Hundreds of millions of dollars now skipping across the Atlantic while people live in tents and their own It all seems so familiar. And maybe something will change someday. But one thing that's not going to change is Augie and I are going to be here same time, same place next week. And we hope you'll join us too. Until then, God bless. Mind yourselves. Take care.